Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the residential real estate supply in Lane County.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We wanted to talk a little bit about how homebuyers are moving and what's to your advantage in this market. There are some really good things going on that we wanted to share with you.
And those things are all positive, which is really interesting information for a real estate market that's quote-unquote in the middle of a recession. But the recession is for the overall economy and not necessarily residential real estate. It is booming.
Now listen to this. This is interesting. This is U.S. Census data. Home ownership rates in third quarter 2019, we're at 64.8% homeowners. So about 65% home ownership. Second quarter of 2020, we're at 68% of home ownership. So home ownership has gone up 3% during a time that you would not expect home ownership rates to increase.
Well, and the question then comes, the population is increasing, and also as the population increases and a larger percentage of that increasing population is in home ownership, have we been building homes at the rate, adding inventory at the rate that would take care of that demand?
And have we been building the right homes? That is right. A price point that is affordable for this entry-level buyer in this marketplace. It's not the case here. That's our challenge with the urban growth boundaries. The misunderstanding is that you add inventory, you've got more inventory for everyone, but it's price sensitive. So all we have is hills to build on. Then we've got the challenge of building hilltop houses at a price that you need to do on the flatlands. Builders won't go there. It's not economically feasible.
Right. Until it is economically feasible, you probably are going to continue to see flatland demand, and that's kind of it.
It's interesting because flatland demand, as you put it, I like that term, is not just for starter homes, but it's also for empty nesters. So there's a lot of heat that's outside of the hills to try to do some long-term housing in areas that are limited in supply.
Well, the area north of Home Depot in Eugene is a really interesting area. $500,000 homes going upward as you kind of go from south to north, is my understanding.
The absorption rate of the nines is the development that I think you're referring to, has been phenomenal, but it is a little more affordable than we expected in price point coming out of the gate with that development. And that's been to our advantage in this challenged market, in my opinion. We'll talk more about home ownership and the good news next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.